Have you ever played the game Follow the Leader? It's really quite easy, isn't it? You have a leader, and you follow that leader wherever he or she may go. Well, God's people, they had a leader. Israel was in slavery. God had freed them from slavery, and He promised them a home that He would lead them to. And the way He led them, He wouldn't lead them in a way that was, you might expect. He led them in a very different way. From Exodus chapter 13, we hear this: "The Lord went in front of them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on their way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light. In this way they could travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night never left its place in front of the people." The people of God had a leader, and they followed that leader, this pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day. They could see it. It was right there in front of them as God led them. Do you and I still have a leader today? We do. God still leads us, but He doesn't lead us with clouds and fire in the sky. He leads us through the pages of His Word. His Word serves as a shining lamp for our feet and a light for our path, and He leads us every single day. And just like that pillar of fire and the cloud never left Israel's front, God and His Word never leave our front. He is always right there. His Word is always there for us to hear, to read, and to follow as we live our life. And He leads us throughout this life and into the life that He has won for us through Christ our Savior. Amen.
Today's devotion is from Pastor Preston Hewer, who serves at Abiding Savior Evangelical Lutheran Church in Elk River, Minnesota. If you're visiting the area or live nearby, we invite you to join them for worship on Sunday mornings. Find service times and more at abidingsaviorelkrivermn.net.